Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Yes?
Oh, Bob. Gee, it's nobody. It's just me.
Oh, polishing the brass, huh?
Yeah. Hey, come on, take a look at the mailbox. Go ahead, you can see your face in it. Well, go ahead, Dad.
Oh, not this early in the morning.
Boy, I sure hope we don't get any mail for a couple of days. I don't want the mailman getting his fingerprints on it.
Well, Wally, you're doing a fine job. It's good to see you take an interest in your home.
Sure, Dad.
Well, Beaver, what are you going to do today?
Well, I'm going over to Lumpy Rutherford's with Whitey and Gilbert. Lumpy might let us wash his car.
Let you wash it?
Yeah. Last time he charged us the quarter to wash it. This time he might let us do it for nothing.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Dad. Good morning, dear.
Say, June, do you know Wally's out on the front porch polishing the brass? He's really taking an interest in his home.
He's taking an interest in it at the rate of 50 cents an hour.
He made a deal with Mom last night.
Oh. Boy, you know, you kids really have it easy. When I was a boy, I had chores to do. I had to bring in firewood, get up before daylight, go out to a cold barn to milk the cows. I didn't get paid a cent for it either.
You know, Dad, you should have waited till now to be a kid. Larry gets a quarter for just being quiet when his dad gets home.
Yeah, well, that's not the way my father kept me quiet.
Oh, yeah, you had a hitting father, didn't you? Can I be excused?
I guess so.
I'll be home for lunch, Mom.
All right.
Where's he off to?
Oh, he's going over to the Rutherfords to wash Lumpy's car.
Why doesn't he stay here and wash our car?
Because last time he had to pay Lumpy a quarter to wash his car. This time he might get to do it for nothing. Ward, didn't you once tell me that your father had a modern dairy farm with electric milking machines?
Well, yes, he did, but I had to get up before daylight to turn them on.
Let's get with it, you babies. What are you waiting for, your 3 o'clock bottle?
That's pretty funny, huh, Beave?
Yeah, you're always saying funny stuff like that, Lumpy.
Don't call me Lumpy.
Oh, sure, Clarence.
Hey, Clarence, after we finish the car, can we sit in it?
What do you think it is, a high chair or something?
Gee, we just want to sit in it and pretend we're driving. You said we could.
You got that in writing, Freckles?
Who are you talking to, Clarence?
He's talking to you, Beaver. You're the only one with freckles.
Yeah, I guess I am.
You really say funny stuff, Clarence.
Never mind. Just don't stop working. And hey, squeeze that rag out, Freckles. You want to leave streaks?
Lumpy, I mean Clarence.
Yeah, Freckles?
I'd like to bet if you call me Beaver like you always do.
Beaver's a dumb name. I like Freckles a lot better. Don't you, fellas?
Gee. Sure, Clarence.
Yeah, sure.
Where do you think you're going?
I just remembered. I gotta go home.
Well, take it easy, Freckles.
So long, guys.
So long, Freckles.
Yeah, so long, Freckles. You know something, Clarence?
What?
I'd rather be a beaver than a Lumpy. Lump, lump, lump!
Hi, Beef.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just looking at myself.
Hey, you're not messing with my shaving lotion again, are you?
Uh-uh. If you want, you can smell me.
Okay.
Hey, Wally, did I say anything about my face?
Doesn't look any dumber than usual.
I mean, is there anything on my face?
Well, sure. Dirt.
I mean, is there anything on my face that belongs to me?
Well, sure, you got two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, and some freckles.
Are they good-looking freckles or bad-looking freckles?
Who ever heard of good-looking freckles, you goof?
Dad, are you busy?
Oh, well, sort of, Beaver. I'm writing out some checks. What is it you want?
What makes people have freckles?
Well, they're caused by pigment.
Pigment?
Uh-huh.
Is that what makes pigs look like pigs?
Well, I'd never thought of that, Beaver. Why do you want to know about freckles?
What would happen if a guy had a lot of freckles? Say a million.
Well, he'd probably make a fortune.
How can you do that?
Well, I remember a boy who used to work in pictures years ago in the old Our Gang comedies. He must have had a million freckles. Every time he came on the screen, people just howled.
They laughed at him?
Well, sure, you couldn't help but laugh at him. I remember one picture. It was about a freckle contest, and when this kid came on the screen, the
You don't have freckles, do you, Mom?
No, I guess not.
How come I got them if you don't got them?
Well, I don't have the Bronson skin.
Gee, whose skin do you have?
Honey, that's just an expression. Your Aunt Martha has the Bronson skin like you do. Why, to this day, when she goes out in the sun, she has to take a parasol along so she won't get freckles.
Men can't carry parasols, can they, Mom?
No, I guess not.
What can they do about the freckles?
I guess they just have to learn to live with them.
Mom, if I start out with Bronson skin, how long does it take to turn into cleaver skin?
Oh, honey, it just doesn't work that way. You'll have Bronson skin for the rest of your life. Dear, supper will be ready soon. Have you seen the boys?
I don't know where Beaver is. Wally went out a while ago. He might have a date.
Did he say he did?
No, but he had on a clean shirt and his letterman sweater. What are we going to have for supper?
Well, honey, I hate to disappoint you, but it is not frozen Hungarian goulash.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Wally.
Did you have a good time this afternoon?
Yeah, it was okay. I went over to see Eddie Haskell. He got hurt in school yesterday.
Was Eddie in a fight?
Nah, he was goofing around in the library, and a book fell down and hit him in the head.
Did you get cleaned up just to go over and see Eddie?
Gee, no, Mom, I had to. I ran out of dirty stuff.
Did you see your brother in your travels?
Uh-uh. When I left, he was sitting up in his room.
Well, he must have gone out without our hearing him.
Come on, Wally, help me set the table.
Gee, Mom, it's kind of sissy stuff.
Well, of course it isn't. Someday you'll be helping your wife set the table. Come on.
Boy, how do you like that, Dad? I'm only a junior in high school. Here she's going and getting me married.
Boy, you ugly freckle-faced kid, you.
Gee, Mom, I was just saving you the trouble of throwing it away.
Well, next time, don't bother.
Sure, Mom.
Wally, would you go and tell Beaver to get ready for supper? Tell him to wash his hands and face, brush his hair, and clean his nails.
Oh, sure, Mom. I'll go up and yell at him just like I was you. Oh, hi, Wally.
Hi, Dad.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to holler at the Beaver.
Dear, the knives and forks are all on the wrong side.
I know, dear. I waited for Wally to leave before I changed them.
Hey, Beaver?
Be here!
Oh. Hey, Beaver, come on, let me in. I want to get washed.
You wash someplace else. I got to get in here first.
Okay, if you want to be selfish.
Okay, I want to be selfish.
Hey, Beaver, what are you doing with Dad's sandpaper?
Nothing, Wally. Nothing at all.
Boy, those creepy Bronsons. Wally! Wally, what are you doing there?
Well, gee, Mom, I'm just washing my hands. He was upstairs hogging in the bathroom.
Oh, well, all right, honey. But don't dry your hands on my dish towel.
Sure, Mom.
I'm coming, dear.
Where have you been?
Well, I went upstairs and I found my dressing table a mess. There was makeup and powder all over everything.
Gee, I didn't do it, Mom.
Honey, I didn't say anyone did it. Curtains must have blown and knocked the bottles over.
How do you want your meat, Wally? Medium or rare?
Well, I don't care. As long as it's got plenty of blood on it.
Where's the Beaver?
He's not down yet. Call your brother, will you, Wally?
Oh, sure, Dad.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
Wally, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
Come on.
Beaver, what do you got?
Wally, isn't your meat getting cold?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it is, Dad.
I'll get the salad.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Dear, Beaver was in my makeup. Now, why in the world would he put that all over his face?
Well, it just dawned on me. He was downstairs today talking to me about freckles.
You know, he was talking to me about them, too. I'm afraid I didn't pay much attention to him.
Well, for some reason, he's self-conscious about them, and he's trying to cover them up.
Well, he can't keep that makeup all over his face.
No, but, Look, let's not say anything to him right away. I don't want to embarrass him. Let's see if we can't get to the bottom first. No.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Wally, nothing is up.
You mean you didn't notice that gook that Beaver's got smeared all over his face?
Yes, Wally. We noticed it, and we're not going to say anything about it.
Oh, I get it. Child psychology, huh?
Shall we go on?
Something wrong? No, dear. Nothing wrong at all.
Well, Wally, what are you going to do tonight?
Wally, your father asked you what you were going to do tonight.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I might take Mary Ellen Rogers to the movies.
That's nice.
Does anyone notice anything different about me?
Well, heck no. No, I don't notice anything different. Do I, Dad?
No, Wally. But, you know, now that you mention it, Beaver, there does seem to be something different.
It's around the face, isn't it, Ward?
Yes, yes, I think it is.
My freckles are gone.
Well, so they are.
I'll be darned. They're all gone. Aren't they, Wally?
Search me. I can't see a thing through that glob.
Beaver, don't you like your freckles?
I hate them.
Quiet, Beaver.
Lumpy Rutherford called me Freckles. And you said in the movie they laughed at guys with freckles. Well, then Mom said I'd end up looking like Aunt Martha and have to wear a parasol for the rest of my life. And I feel sick and I'm not going to eat anything more tonight because everyone in this house is against me.
Gee, he must be growing up. He used to didn't care whether he was funny looking or not.
Beaver. I wish I'd known he was so upset about his freckles when he talked to me this afternoon.
Yeah. The sad thing is, there are more freckles in his mind than there are on his face.
Dear, there must be something we can say to him to make him feel better.
Well, I suppose I could tell him about some of the great men in history who had freckles.
Certainly, and you could show him that freckles didn't hold them back.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, first of all, how do you like that? All I can think of is Arthur Godfrey.
Lincoln had a mole.
Yeah. That'd be a good one to start with.
Well, hi, dear.
Hi, Wally. I thought the Beaver was up here.
He is. He's been sitting in the bathroom ever since after supper.
Oh. Wally, I'd like to talk to him alone.
Oh, sure, Dad. It's okay. I'm taking Mary Ellen Rogers to the movies. Gotta go pick her up.
Well, you better hurry up.
Gee, I don't want to get to her house early, Dad. If you get there early, you gotta sit in the living room and let her father look at you.
That's right, isn't it? I'd almost forgotten how that was. Well, have a good time, Wally.
Oh, sure, Dad.
Come on out, son.
You want something, Dad?
Yeah. Beaver, both your mother and I are very sorry that we didn't realize how you felt about your freckles today. I'm afraid we sort of made the whole thing worse, didn't we?
You didn't make it worse. It was already worse.
Look, son, in the first place, you don't have very many freckles. And anyway, it's not important what you look like on the outside. It's what you are on the inside that counts.
Gee, nobody can see my insides.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly what I meant, Beaver. Look, let's take Abraham Lincoln.
Did he have freckles?
No, he had a mole.
A mole?
Yeah. He was considered a very homely man, but he became president of the United States, and everybody loved him. You know why?
Because he was nice to moles?
No, I mean he had a mole on his face.
Oh, that kind of a mole.
Yeah. And did you know, every day, hundreds of people go to visit Lincoln's statue in Washington, D.C. Now, this is the statue of a homely man. But all these people come to visit it because they want to honor Lincoln for what he was like on the inside. A good, kind man. See, it just doesn't matter what Lincoln looked like. Now, do you understand?
Sure, Dad. Well, I wouldn't care what I looked like either if I was president of the United States.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Well, hello, Wally. You're home early. I thought you had football practice.
They called it off on account of the fields all wet.
Why, it hasn't rained in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. The automatic sprinklers forgot to turn themselves off last night. The coach and the principal had a meeting about it. They couldn't decide whether to let us practice and clean our uniforms or to not let us practice and go stale. They decided to let us go stale.
That's nice.
Hey, I saw Beaver. He was over on the other side of the park.
Oh, what was he doing over there?
Well, I asked him, and he said he went over to see Clyde Appleby.
Clyde Appleby? Beaver's never mentioned him before.
Well, he's one of the bigger kids from Beaver's school. I thought you knew him. He beat Beaver up last year.
Beat him up? Oh, Wally, you don't think Beaver's going to get in another fight, do you?
Not Beaver. He's learned his lesson. Man, he's had it with that kid.
Hi, Clyde.
Hi, Beaver. What are you doing here? I haven't seen you since I beat you up.
Oh, that's not why I came over. I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
You won't get mad, will you?
I don't know.
Go ahead and ask me. How you stand it?
Stand what?
Having freckles.
Hey, I kind of like them.
Do you really?
Sure. It's swell. People got something to call you. Even when they don't know your name. Sometimes, even people driving by in cars yell, "Hey, Freckles," at me. I think it's neat.
Gee, I didn't think it was so good.
What are you talking about? When I go to the store with a bunch of guys for ice cream, I'm the first one who gets his. The guy says, "What flavor, Freckles?" And then I tell him.
Boy, sure is neat, all right.
Yeah, and they get to meet a whole bunch of neat people from having freckles.
Gee, I didn't think it was so neat.
Yeah, and you know what happened once?
What?
Once a big girl asked me if she could count my freckles.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you know what?
What?
Promise you won't tell anybody.
I promise.
Cross your heart and hope to break a leg.
Cross my heart and hope to break a leg.
I let her do it.
Clyde Appleby really said that, huh?
Yeah. And he said it was really having freckles, because everyone noticed him and said hello to him, and I almost wish I had some more.
Yeah, I guess if you got something different, you're going to get noticed.
Sure. Look at Angela Valentine in my class. She had an extra toe, and all the time everybody was asking to see it.
Yeah, she was a real popular kid.
Her parents went and cut it off, and now she's nothing.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. Dad's home. Cut it out, will you?
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hey, how's the beaver? I've been thinking about him all day.
Oh, honey, he's fine. He came home from school as happy as a lark.
Oh, did he say anything about his freckles?
Yes, he said he was glad he had the Bronson skin and he wished he had more.
How do you like that?
It certainly was a change. Yesterday, freckles were the biggest thing in his whole life.
Yeah, well, that's one of the advantages of being a kid. The biggest problem in your life seldom lasts more than 24 hours.
Is a 10-day cruise too much time to spend in the middle of an ocean with people you don't even know? Well, then why not try TV Land's convenient one-hour cruise? Stay tuned for The Love Boat, coming up next.